Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. And I initially invited the Lieutenant Governor on to talk about minimum wage and the issues regarding big box stores raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour and his concern that the rest of the state ought to be doing the same thing. But we also want to talk about what we're discussing so far this morning, which is the idea that the Blue Jays are not going to be able to play at PNC Park. And Lieutenant Governor, welcome to KDKA Radio. I thank you for making some time for us.
My pleasure. What can I do for you?
Can you help us understand more the decision-making by the governor and the Secretary of Health in not allowing the Blue Jays to be able to play at PNC Park? Any insights that you can bring to us?
No, I don't specifically. I wasn't intimately involved with those conversations. And I just... can say that I know a lot of people are disappointed, and I can also say that I think overall the governor has done an outstanding job during the pandemic, and I think the numbers of cases reflect that. But we don't agree on necessarily everything. But it's the decision about the Blue Jays and all those other things were, you know, one degree above my pay grade. But ultimately, the governor's stewardship of Pennsylvania has proven to be outstanding. And this was one decision that I may have made differently. But overall, I wasn't involved in the actual nitty gritty, you know, deliberations on it.
So you're saying that you do not necessarily agree with his decision and the secretary's decision?
I'm not here to make it a big issue. I mean, it's not surprising that there's things that we may or not disagree on. And I saw a lot of upside toward it, but ultimately, like I said, it wasn't my decision to make.
All right. Joining us once again, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I do want to move on to the issue of the minimum wage. News coming out yesterday regarding some big box stores that are going to raise their starting salaries to $15 an hour. And your reaction to that was clearly noteworthy and newsworthy, that you think it's time for the state to raise the minimum wage as well. Do you think that right now, during this crisis that we're dealing with economically, is the right time to raise the minimum wage?
Yeah, absolutely. Because right now, there's never a bad time to pay people a living wage and to raise the minimum wage. I mean, it's $7.25 an hour in Pennsylvania. It's the lowest of any of the states in the Northeast. And there isn't anyone that's listening to the program right now that could live on that, would want to live on that, or would want anyone they know or love to have to live and make their way in the world on that. And you have a House leadership wouldn't even bring up the $9.50 an hour increase to $9.50. Wouldn't even bring it up for a vote. And it's not like $9.50 is big bucks either. You know, we have a crisis in Pennsylvania in other areas, but the fact that we are unwilling to pay people anything closely resembling a minimum wage, I think it's a real issue. And when Best Buy I mean, if you think of the companies that are thriving right now, Best Buy doesn't exactly jump to mind. They have their own serious challenges, pandemic and also other competition. But they made the decision, and you know they're not some socialist collective. They're a public company for profit, and they realize that it makes sense to pay people a living wage.
During these economic difficulties that we're facing right now, 1.4 million people filing for first-time unemployment claims just this week, you look at small businesses that are struggling to be able to exist at this point. It's one thing to look at a major corporation like a Target or a Best Buy and see what they're doing with long-term stock issues and the way the stock market is just soaring at this point. What about the small business owner who's trying to figure out a way of making this whole thing work the way things are now, and then hearing talk about the possibility of now needing to come up with more money to pay their employees? Regardless of how justified and how worthy they may be of more, their concern is they just don't have more to give.
Well, and my concern is that we're paying for it anyway. This idea that if we pay somebody $7.25 an hour, that they're going to survive. It's like this idea that these folks aren't taking governmental assistance for rent, for healthcare, for all these other aspects. We're all paying for it as a society. I mean, this idea. Wasn't Tucker Carlson on the air recently talking about how Jeff Bezos doesn't pay his employees enough? I hope you can have him on the show to have him, you know, because we're basically arguing the same point. Like, you have these people that are not paying workers enough, and they're getting basically these kind of subsidies. And at the bottom line is that you can't live off $7.25 an hour. How do you do it? I mean, can you?
No, I can't. No, I cannot. I can't imagine trying to do that even when you have two people in the family doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, and that's my point. So if you as a voter would say, well, I'd rather pay more in SNAP benefits, I'd rather pay more in Section 8 housing vouchers, I'd rather pay more in Medicaid. But I'd rather just have the dignity built into the structure and make sure these people are at least making enough to, you know, I believe there's dignity in all work, And unfortunately, there isn't dignity in every paycheck. And I think we are better off as a society when we move closer towards having dignity in every paycheck.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman joining us. Can you give me one moment to check traffic? I have one more question I want to ask you. All right. Once again, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sir, just one more question, and I'll let you go back on with your day. I do appreciate the time that you're willing to give to me. Right now, the state's looking at a budget hole of about $3.2 billion, let alone what municipalities across the country are facing. You say at least. How much higher could that number be, sir?
I mean, just a lot of that depends on other factors that are unknown right now. But certainly until there is a definitively successful vaccine, we are going to continue to lag in revenue collections. I mean, that's a fact. So so whatever estimates out there, it's entirely possible that it could be more severe because we have no certainty with the pandemic in terms of when it will be over and how severe it could get.
Okay. One thing, not only could more money come in through income tax with an increase in wages, but there's also talk about what could be done to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars through legalizing recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see the likelihood of that being at this point, considering the economic difficulties this Commonwealth is facing?
I don't know, but I would just encourage your listening base that I know overall increasingly, you know, more is more politically aligned with more of a conservative viewpoint. I would just say to them, talk to their representatives, talk to their congressmen and their senators, their state senators. You know, a majority of Republicans support legalizing marijuana. An overwhelming majority of Pennsylvanians are good with it. And you're talking in over the course of 10 years or 20 years, you're talking billions of dollars in untapped revenue that currently right now is going to drug cartels. And I don't understand how anybody could logically be opposed to ending prohibition for legal marijuana during a pandemic when we are desperate for revenue. No one wants to raise taxes. No one wants to cut revenue. We have these enormous deficits. Why wouldn't we want to just say, hey, this is a cash crop for farmers in, you know, Red County, rural Pennsylvania. This is thousands and thousands of jobs that don't require a government subsidy to exist. This is billions in revenue over the decade or 20-year horizon. And it's a huge jolt of freedom for people. I know there's a lot of libertarians that think the government, and I share that view, that they don't have any right to tell me if I can responsibly consume a plant in my home, as well as purity and all these other issues. I quite frankly don't see the downside. And right now, when you're staring down the barrel of a, multi-billion dollar deficit, why aren't we talking about it? I mean, legalizing marijuana is heavy duty public policy. It is. And the other options floated were selling a mini casino license like that helps, or, small games of chances in bars, which will be closed effectively until this pandemic's over anyway. So, like, I'm saying, it's like, okay, if not legal marijuana, what's your idea? What's your call? And so far there hasn't been any. And I'm saying, I don't smoke marijuana, wouldn't smoke it even if it was legal. It's simply a matter of personal freedom, revenue, social criminal justice issues, farmers, veterans. You know, when I was on the tour, there were, just a lot of veterans that they can't get marijuana from the VA to treat their PTSD. And I think we are at a crossroad now in Pennsylvania where, you know, you don't have to love legal marijuana to realize it's like now's the time to do it. So,
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Do appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.